make that deal, Roth protested. I've never even developed a script with Brad. This is what Ovitz wants to do, Bloom said. Roth was incensed, both at the proposed deal and the fact that Ovitz hadn't cleared it in advance with him. He immediately called Ovitz, who seemed puzzled that Roth was so upset. We can do a caravan deal, can't we? Ovitz asked, referring to the deal he'd done for Roth. Though he nominally reported to Ovitz, Roth immediately called Eisner. 6 hours, Roth said. What do you mean? It's taken exactly 6 hours for my fears to be realized, Roth said. It didn't take long for the gray news to reach Bob Iger at ABC and Dean Valentine, who was running Disney's television animation department under Hightower. They too were upset that they hadn't been consulted. As the tempest unfurled, Eisner called Tony Schwartz. For Christ's sake, here we go, he said. At CAA, Ovitz had been advising a group of telephone companies on a programming venture called TeleTV. Disney had been working on a competing venture called AmeriCast. Why don't we invite the TeleTV companies to become part of the AmeriCast venture? Ovitz suggested that same Monday. That sounds like a terrible idea to me, Eisner replied. He was concerned about the antitrust implications, especially while Disney was still awaiting approval for the ABC merger. But why don't you check with Sandy Litvak? This gave Litvak an opportunity to ridicule the suggestion. But Ovitz reported back to Eisner the next day that Sandy didn't take a strong stand one way or the other. Suspicious, Eisner checked with Litvak. I was polite, he told Eisner, but I was very clear that I did not think it was a good idea. As he had so many times with Katzenberg, Eisner uncritically accepted Litvak's version of the conversation, which confirmed his suspicions, already voiced by Sid Bass, that Ovitz couldn't be trusted to tell the truth. Eisner again wondered if he could get rid of Ovitz. Later that day, Eisner told Ovitz, Between Brad Gray and the telcos, you've just had about the worst 2 days imaginable. You've got to slow down and take a deep breath. You need to learn to walk before you can run. There's no need to do everything at once, and there's no reason for us to make deals that create headlines only to have them come back to haunt us later. I feel terrible, Ovitz replied. I really screwed up. I'm sorry. Still, Ovitz thought the ideas were good ones on the merits. He just had to master the internal politics. Despite these early missteps, the reservations about Ovitz he expressed to Tony Schwartz and Sid Bass, and his own thoughts about getting rid of Ovitz, Eisner recommended that the Disney board approve Ovitz's appointment as president on September 26, 1995. Although Eisner maintained that he had kept all members of the board fully informed about the courtship of Ovitz in various phone calls, it's clear that only a few, Stanley Gold, Ray Watson, and of course Irwin Russell, knew anything in any detail. Ignacio Lozano, a member of the Compensation Committee, testified that he thought Ovitz's hiring was a done deal even before the board meeting. Neither the board as a whole nor the compensation committee had met to discuss Ovitz after the announcement and prior to the vote. To the extent most board members even knew the terms of Ovitz's employment, they were reflected in a brief summary of the deal that omitted numerous details.